Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ali Clark. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Scheib. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Carl Scheib. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting second. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting third. The third baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Cliff Mapes. Batting 7th. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Alfie Roth. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Hal Newhouser. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal Newhouser. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain takes first base on ball four. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fain moves to third. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth takes first base on ball four. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scheib fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a line drive into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a line drive into left field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mapes. Hitchcock reaches second base with a double. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a fly ball into right field. Mapes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hitchcock scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1. And the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cliff Mapes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mapes hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 1, Tigers, 1. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg takes first base on ball 4. Alfred Roth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feed Roth hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fain for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-1 in the game. Zernial hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Groth bunts towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Michaels covering, for the out. Newhouser moves to second. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michaels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatfield is hit by the pitch. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-1 in the game. Dropo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark is called out on strikes. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-1 in the game. Delsing hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cliff Mapes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mapes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mapes hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Alfred Roth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fried Roth is 0-for-1 in the game. Fried Roth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0-for-1 in the game. Astroth hits a pop-up towards short. Keane settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scheib hits a pop-up towards short. Keane settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Fain hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joost moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Philly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 0-for-2 in the game. Keane hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-2 in the game. Zernial strikes out. One out. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ginsburg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. Michaels hits a fly ball into left field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hatfield takes first base on ball 4. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-2 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hatfield moves to third. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Del Singh bunts towards the mound. Scheib fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Scheib. Hatfield scores. Dropo moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-1, Tigers. Cliff Mapes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mapes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mapes strikes out. One out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ginsburg takes first base on ball 4. Delsing moves to second. Alfred Roth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feed Roth is 0 for 2 in the game. Feed Roth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dropo scores. Delsing moves to third. Ginsburg moves to second. It's 3-1, Tigers. Johnny Pesky pinch runs for Alfred Roth. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Newhouser takes first base on ball 4. Delsing scores. Ginsburg moves to third. Pesky moves to second. It's 4-1, Tigers. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Groth hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ginsburg scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Tigers. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 3 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Pesky now playing second base. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hitchcock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Hitchcock reaches second base with a double. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0 for 2 in the game. Astroth hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scheib hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hitchcock scores. It's 5-2, Tigers. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Delsing. Joost reaches second base with a double. Scheib moves to third. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Dropo, and towards Pesky, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. Scheib scores. Joost moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-3, Tigers. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joost scores. It's 5-4, Tigers. Dick Marlowe now pitching. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 3 in the game. Zerniel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Marian Fricano now pitching. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Delsing hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallo pinch hits for Ali Clark. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-3 in the game. Michaels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vallo moves to second. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Hitchcock hits a line drive into center field. Groth picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Groth. Vallo scores. Michaels moves to third. Hitchcock moves to second. It's Athletics, 5, Tigers, 5. Art Houdeman now pitching. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0-for-3 in the game. Astroth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Michaels scores. Hitchcock scores. It's 7-5, Athletics. Marian Fricano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fricano bunts towards the mound. Houdeman fields it and throws to first for the out. Astroth moves to second. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Joost strikes out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Elmer Vallo now playing right field. Cliff Mapes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mapes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mapes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-4 in the game. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vallo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Russ Sullivan pinch hits for Art Houdeman. Russ Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Groth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to third. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 4 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sullivan scores. One out. It's 7-6, Athletics. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Hatfield hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropeau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropeau is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Dropeau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 6. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.